With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Tens of thousands of deer hunters are expected to fill the woods this weekend for the start of the 9-day gun deer season. A local wildlife rehabilitator is hoping hunters will keep them in mind. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
It takes a lot to feed the roughly 1,300 animals Wild Instincts treats and cares for each year. The nonprofit depends entirely on donations for its work. Mark Naniot is the director of rehabilitation.
In a normal year, we probably go through between 3,000 to 4,000 pounds of venison. So between foxes, coyotes, bobcats, you know, eagles, different things like that. So we go through quite a bit of it every year.
Naniot says Wild Instincts won't take deer carcasses, but they will take scraps, deer hearts, or even last year's venison that's been sitting in the back of the freezer. There's a cooler out front for hunters to drop off donations. The main thing Naniot says they need to know is what was used to kill the deer.
People can kind of let us know, you know, what it was that they shot it with. So that way, if it was, you know, lead that they shot it with, we can kind of prepare for that to know that there's certain animals we won't give it to.
Every year, Wild Instincts sees a spike in bald eagles with lead poisoning following the 9-day gun deer season.
Somebody shoots a deer with a lead bullet and they don't find it, then the eagles do. They will, you know, eat that carcass and get the lead particles as well from the bullets. And the other thing is even the gut piles. You know, the lungs, the liver, the heart, a lot of times that people, you know, when they gut out the deer, they don't eat. A lot of those parts are contaminated with lead as well. And so it's not unusual for us to see, 7 to 10 eagles within the week right after gun season that have lead poisoning.
Naniot encourages hunters to use lead-free alternatives like copper ammunition. The 9-day gun deer season starts Saturday. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A judge has refused a change of venue request for a teenager accused in the death of a counselor at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake School in Lincoln County. The defense for 17-year-old Javarius Hurd had requested a jury from elsewhere hear the Lincoln County case. A change of venue requests are typically made due to the risk that pretrial publicity may have swayed the opinions of potential jurors. A Lincoln County judge this week denied the request during a motions hearing in the case. 49-year-old Corey Pruhl was a counselor at Lincoln Hills Copper Lakes Juvenile Prison when he was allegedly punched multiple times by then 16-year-old inmate Javarius Hurd, fell and hit his head on the pavement in June of 2024. Pruhl died a day later. Hurd, who is now 17 years old, faces one count of first-degree reckless homicide and two counts of battery by a prisoner. Tribal citizens are among communities navigating the impacts of massive cuts in federal spending and the effects of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. A funding increase for tribal colleges and universities announced before the shutdown was welcome news, but college leaders remain uneasy about the government's financial commitments. Those federal dollars are part of the U.S. trust responsibilities, some of the country's oldest legal obligations, and tribal college and university presidents and Native American education advocates worry they could be further eroded, threatening the passage of indigenous knowledge to new generations. There are more than 36 tribal colleges and universities across the country that the Trump administration proposed cutting funding to earlier this year. A pair of Wisconsin entrepreneurs are reimagining what vending machines can offer through their medicine-based business called Joy Vending Company. Instead of snacks and drinks, their machines dispense locally made art and handcrafted goods. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The art vending machines are stocked with items like Wisconsin-themed watercolor prints, polymer clay earrings shaped like Cheez-Its, and craft kits for kids. They partner with local makers for their inventory. Co-owner Sarah Van Dyke says their mission is to surprise and delight consumers by bringing joy to everyday life.
I think life can tend to be a bit of a slog sometimes, so I just love the idea of something that kind of jolts you out of that routine. It kind of just ignites your curiosity or your sense of playfulness. It gives you something that you want to kind of nudge the person next to you and be like, wait a minute, look at that.
She says they're also reviving old school temporary tattoo dispensers, filling them with mini art prints they design themselves. These small machines rotate through local breweries, boutiques, and events with themed art tailored to each location. Van Dyke hopes to reflect the vibrancy of Madison's creative community in her organization's work. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting. This story was produced with original reporting from Amy Felige for Arts Midwest.
President Donald Trump's administration is moving to roll back protections for imperiled species and the places they live. Trump's Interior Department on Wednesday proposed reviving a suite of changes to Endangered Species Act regulations first made during the Republicans' first term. Those changes were reversed under former President Joe Biden. Energy companies, ranchers, and many Republicans have long viewed the 1973 law as an impediment to development. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.